The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Live from West Babylon, New York, this is Sports Talk 1240.
Sports Talk 1240 coming at you, the 9 o'clock hour, the second hour, April, what's today, the 9th. We got home opener Yankees tomorrow. We just wrapped the Masters. We're going to be talking in about 5 minutes with probably the guy I am most jealous of as a career move, and that is the Yankees' famous media beat writer, reporter, coverage of all jack of all trades, Sweeney Murdy, who's a regular on The Fan, as you may know him. It's putting me, but my boy Jeff Gutt is in the house, I'm sorry.
I'm in the house. Masters week, Masters Sunday.
Masters Sunday,
We're out of the mud here, we're out of the NCAAs, now we got baseball finally starting up. Fired up, man.
Those guys before us were really fired up. Thanks for sticking with us for the 9 o'clock hour. They're fired up about baseball, we're going to be fired up about baseball, we're going to be firing up Sweeney Murdy. I went deep into my bag of tricks to pull out Sweeney Murdy come on the show with us. So that's really, really amazing. We're going to talk with him. We're going to put him in the position of the guest. You know, normally he reports, and we're going to be the ones reporting, and he's going to be the center of attention on this. A little bit about his experience and about his career, and of course the Yankees, of course, and the Mets. So baseball preview show, call in with everything you got, 631-888-8811. Jeff and I will be doing our picks for the upcoming season. It's 1 week in. Yankees are looking eh. Gary Sanchez is now he's dinged up. We'll talk to Sweeney about that. But today was the Masters, and it was pretty cool. I mean, we got the playoff hole.
Pretty good ending,
right?
There.
That's what you want.
It's one of those things where, like, Rocky in Russia, I've never wanted to root for Sergio in my life, and I found myself rooting for Sergio.
My whole family was rooting for Sergio.
Yeah, I found myself rooting for him.
Yeah,
you know, found myself rooting for him. The guy's 74 majors without winning. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, great
good
for him.
Good for him.
Great for
good
him.
For
Got an interesting fiance.
Very nice.
She's getting a lot of more social media followers as we speak.
Yeah.
Probably the most Googled person, more than Sergio, evening.
Again, good for him.
Good for him. Congratulations.
Good for him, winning on all fronts.
And he's pulling like the Jeter move. Like, he's played for a long time. He's had a long career.
Yeah, he's 37, 38
right,
years old.
So he's just now recently fianced, so he knows what he's been doing.
A man near and dear to my heart.
Very, very smart.
Yes.
But before we get to Sweeney, we have to clear the air here on this show with you.
Uh-oh.
We gotta bring something up here. What were you doing on a private jet?
What was I doing on a private jet last week?
Well,
it was a little bit of a Tom Brady celebration.
Okay.
You know, Tom Brady won the
Super Bowl. Who hooked that up for you?
My buddy James.
He
won a few dollars on the Patriots.
Okay.
A few dollars.
All right. So that was interesting. All right.
Yeah.
So you took a plane down to Florida.
Yeah, I went to Florida Derby for no reason.
Oh, unbelievable. All right. So as I said, we're lucky to have this guest in the house. He's doing us a favor. Yankee beat writer. You follow him on Twitter at WFAN Yankees. The great Sweeney Murdy, are you there?
I'm here, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man. Thank you so much for coming on, bro. I really appreciate it.
At Yankees WFAM.
At Yankees WFAM. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
I'm working on it. I'm getting
it. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay. So, Sweeney, really, thank you. I appreciate it. I know you got a family and stuff, and I know you're busy. First things first. So, my cousin Wendy lived at your house for a couple weeks? Is that true?
I forgot about that. Yeah, it was in, what were they at? They were having their kitchen redone.
Right, so, I mean, that's...
We were at spring training.
Oh, I gotcha.
So, yeah, we didn't all live together.
Oh,
so,
okay. And I was like, you were a really good friend. All right, awesome. Second thing...
They were basically my security system.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do you bring the whole family down to spring training when you go?
I did that year.
That's cool. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so first things first with the Yanks, and I hate to start with this. This is the last thing I want to start with, but I have to. Gary Sanchez, what's the word? I mean, 10-day.
Yeah.
Is it really a 10-day?
Well, I mean, don't take that literally.
Mm.
10 days is what the disabled list is, and that means you have to be out a minimum of 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you're out only 10 days.
Right, so then they do it again.
You could sit on the 10-day disabled. Well, you don't have to do it again. You just don't come off. I mean, you could be on the 10-day disabled list for 4 months.
Oh, boy.
I'm not saying he is. I'm saying you could theoretically do that. He's going to see a doctor tomorrow when they get to the stadium, and they'll do the MRI and the full battery and all that. And they'll come to a better determination of the extent of that injury. And we'll see. It's certainly a bad injury for this team if it's long term. I mean, you're thinking about something like 2 months. I mean, that's a third of the season, you know? So I think you'd hope that it's something that can be resolved in a shorter period of time and hopefully not that serious.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, it really is. I mean, besides him, I would say, like, first of all, Tanaka's not right anyway, but if Tanaka was to go down, you know, then Sanchez would be the next guy on my list to be like, please don't have anything wrong with you this season.
You know, I honestly, last year, I remember last spring training, so 2016, at the end of the camp, I was talking to some people around the game about who, you know, who's the most valuable Yankee in terms of who's the guy that they could least afford to lose. Mm-hmm. And I remember approaching it a different way in that the guy who they needed to get the most out of and could be the most effective and most productive, and that was Ellsbury.
Interesting.
Which clearly hasn't happened.
Right.
But he had the ability to be the most impactful because of what the potential was there
and why he got paid.
Everything.
That's true. That's
but
interesting.
As it turned out, a lot of the answers I got as to who the most indispensable player was Didi Gregorius.
Interesting that he had a great year too.
And I mean, and thinking about where the Yankees could turn for a shortstop, and he had, you know, he was coming off a year where he played really well in the second half of the season. Had started to turn things around offensively, and just carried that over. Last year was a really, really good year, and it just reemphasized the point that, you know, that's a player you really can't afford to lose. Now you're talking about, and again, I don't know how the extent of this yet. We don't know, but you're talking about losing up the middle. You're talking about losing shortstop,
yeah,
losing catcher. You're talking about losing the number two hitter versus a guy who's probably going to bat five or six, and they're just everyday guys, and it's one thing if you have, like, say, three guys that you consider home run hitters, and you lose one of them. Okay, you still have a couple of power hitters in the lineup. You shift some things around, and, you know, losing guys up the middle like that, that's very hard to replace.
It's the backbone, and,
So when you lose two guys early in the season, and one of them is your starting catcher, the other is your starting shortstop, that's a hard thing to recover from, no matter who else is on your
team. Yeah, I mean, and that was the identity of the Yanks forever, was the up the middle, you know, Posada, Jeter, Cano, and Bernie. Yeah,
up the middle is considered, you know, everybody tries to build strong up the middle, because that's where your best athletes are. They may not be your best hitters, but
sure,
your best athletes
sure
are always going to be up
right
the middle guys. And when I've had guys tell me that when you're looking to find amateur players, you know, you look for the guys in the middle, because you can move if for some reason they don't play that position well enough, you can move them out.
Right.
If you draft the guys or acquire the guys who are already in the corner,
right there, yeah,
then
they're not moving.
There's no place else for them to go.
That's like Machado, right? Machado's a shortstop.
Machado's a shortstop. Yeah, like, I mean, you can go back. Listen, Mickey Mantle was a shortstop.
Yeah.
You know, Hank Aaron was a shortstop. You know,
right,
you go back a long way,
sure,
and you find guys who move around. Those are the best athletes.
Yeah. So, you know, we're on once a week, so we don't like to go, like, into too much of the X's and O's. We kind of do more of, like, the fun side. That's kind of what I'm interested in, is, like, the kind of the fun side of what happens around a team, around a ball club. I like to go to a lot of games and see what's going on around the stadium and things like that. So I'm assuming you have gotten such a your body of work has been so big, but you've been around so much stuff and covering championships and both the Mets and the Yanks. But
I'm kind of old.
Okay,
I have not covered the Mets really.
No,
I
said why for a bit though. No,
I still work for SNY, but I cover the Yankees.
Got
them.
It. Okay.
You know, they have their sports net programs where they cover all the other local teams.
Got it.
So that's where that is from. I mean, I've covered the Yankees. This is my 17th year covering the Yankees. So I started 2001 right after they had won three World Series in a row.
Okay.
2001, they got to the World Series, Game 7, losing Arizona.
Yep. I was on Jeff's couch at college, and I turned around and slept in my and I put my face in a pillow for like 5 minutes after.
You must have been very happy.
When Mariano threw the ball away. I think that's one of those. And I just left it there until Gonzalez could have.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
awful.
Was So I've gotten to cover a couple other World Series.
Right. Win
one World Series in that time. I've been working in New York for, you know, throughout the Yankee run and all that. I've worked there, for, you know, this particular job I've had for 17, I've worked there for like 24, 25 years.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff.
Very jealous of that, man. Like growing up, I knew I wasn't going to be a professional. At the time that I knew I wasn't going to be a professional ball player, I should have then pivoted and said the next best way to get in to this, like to be close to this, is to work in this capacity. And now I'm 36 years old and I do obscure Long Island sports radio once a week. All right.
No. You're still doing it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, I'm not going to let that go. So there we go. So one of the things we have on our show is what I like to call the quick six, but for today I have seven. So quick seven, be brutally honest with me. You could plead the fifth if you'd like to.
All right.
What is your go-to food when you're at Yankee Stadium?
Well, I don't eat concession food.
Okay.
I mean,
they have the media food for you.
Yeah, there's a dining room. There's a media dining room. So I don't know. Honestly, most of the times it's coffee is the go-to because, you know,
okay,
you got to figure out how to stay awake all
night.
That's
fair. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Your best memory of George Steinbrenner, personal memory.
I didn't have a lot of personal interaction with him, but I mean, I had a little bit, but you got to remember, I came on board covering the team in 2001.
Mm.
He'd been running the team for 30 years, and he had been winning championships. And by the end of the 2003 season, he had started to, you know, it's when he had
that
personal fainting episode, and he started to fade out a little
taking
bit.
Taking a back seat,
But I do remember in 2006, the Yankee, it was right around the time of the first WBC.
Okay.
And I had, this one just kind of jumps to mind. It's not, there wasn't a whole lot to it, but I guess it, in a Twitter age, it could have gotten a whole lot more fun. What happened was that, you know, he used to ride around the spring training complex in a golf cart.
Yeah.
And when he'd stop to talk to us, you know, he'd stop in that golf cart and everybody would kind of gather around and kind of hold court.
Yeah, awesome.
He was talking about WBC and a couple other things. He didn't like WBC.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. He didn't like it? Okay.
Well, he didn't like it because it took a lot of his star players away from spring training, you know. Spring training is a business there. You got 15 home games, 10,000 fans.
And no Jeter, right.
Yeah, right. Jeter's gone. Where's Jeter? That's what everybody wants to know. So he was kind of railing about that a little bit. What happened was I was standing, I got crowded out a little bit, and I ended up in the front of the golf cart kind of leaning in, and I think my foot was in front of the wheel.
And he ran
over. One of the front wheels. He kind of, you know, in his, you know, I think he was trying to break up the session a little bit or whatever, but he kind of like, he kind of lurched forward, like kind of tapped the pedal.
Oh, he's driving the golf cart.
He was driving.
George would drive it. Oh, wow, okay.
George was driving. He tapped the pedal and kind of lurched forward a little bit, and like it kind of rolled up onto my foot. And I still remember the tape. I said, ow, and I moved, and I ran to the other side. I went back and listened to the tape later. I could hear myself go, ow, and say, oh, man.
Hey, you were blessed by George Steinbrenner.
George Steinbrenner ran you over.
I said that guy just ran off my foot.
That would be great.
And
yeah, this day and age, you probably video
another,
that and stuff.
I let one of the other reporters listen to it. I was just laughing about it to myself. I let Sam Borden, who was with the Daily News at the time, I let him hear my tape. I was laughing. Well, he weaves it into his story, and the news editor has picked up on it. It's the front page of the Daily News the next day. Is something like,
or maybe not. That's awesome.
I forget. It was some sort of play on words.
Do you have do you have the front page?
I don't have it.
You have it framed up?
I didn't need that. But it wasn't my name on it. One, but it was. But my name was in the story, so I started getting all this. I started getting a little bit of publicity for this, which would have been a whole lot worse.
Oh man!
In Twitter age.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's one of the first things that kind of comes to mind when I think about my interactions with George. Like I said, that was a long way of not really telling you very much. But
Barstool would have been all over that one.
Oh, yeah.
They would have been all over it.
Best interaction. I have here off the record interaction, because I know you've obviously interacted with trillion ballplayers. Kind of best, like, off the record, like, ran into a guy doing, you know, walking in the hallway sort of thing with either a player or someone name-worthy, celebrity name-dropping worthy.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I can give you a couple of
them. So many, right?
I'm sure. One that I kind of remember, just, I don't know why this jumped to my head when you were talking about it, but in 2003, Yankees-Red Sox, ALCS.
Damn, yep.
Right before, you know, it was Game 7, the Aaron Boone home run. It had been a crazy series.
I'm in the house for that. I was at every home game that year. That season, that series.
I forget what I was doing, but for some reason I had to run out to the field or the dugout or something. This is probably like about, I don't know, an hour or 45 minutes before the game. And as I'm walking back up the tunnel and toward, it is at the old stadium, I walk back up the tunnel, which if you walk up from the dugout, walk up the tunnel, you walk into a hallway, which then 10 feet across the hallway is Yankee Clubhouse. Well,
right.
At that time of the game, I'm not allowed in there, so I'm not going in there. I make a right turn to go back towards the media room, and walking this way towards me from the visitor's clubhouse towards the batting cages, you had to walk past the Yankee clubhouse to get to the batting cages, was Kevin Millar.
Okay.
And I had, you know, I got to know Kevin a little bit, just to chat with him, and as he's walking past me, I said, "Hey, good luck tonight." I said, "Thanks." And I keep walking. And I don't remember if it was like right away or a few steps later or something like that, but I heard someone behind me, and I turned around, it was Brian Cashman. And I said, "What are you wishing him good luck for?" And it was, you know,
that's good.
It's part of my little
that's good.
You know, my impartiality where I I want both sides to you know, put on a good performance and a good show, and I've got to do my job no matter who wins.
Kevin Millar was a pain.
I just want good games to happen.
That's true. That's what we want to see. Like the Masters today, it could have been like a 5-stroke lead, or something. It wouldn't have been nearly as fun as watching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, most friendly player, most unfriendly player, in your experiences.
I don't want to give you unfriendly. I don't want to
okay.
Do
you can plead the fifth. Plead that. I figured that might be.
Yeah. most friendly player. Again, I don't want to label any one as most friendly, but I mean, I've become friendly with a lot of the guys. Mm. You know, I've had the pleasure. One of the things I really enjoy is I got to cover John Flaherty as a player, and then I watched him walk into the broadcast booth and you kind of be colleagues with him a little bit.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
So I enjoy talking about the game and recognizing that part of it. I wrote something. About a month and a half ago, about Randy Choate, the left-hander who bounced around a lot over a course of a decade and a half, how he he announced his retirement, and he, you know, he called me to tell me he was retiring because we just become friends. You know, man, I hung out with him. He went to Florida State. I went to Penn State. You know, when Penn State and Florida State played in the Orange Bowl one year, we met up in the stadium and hung out for a little while. So.
That's good stuff.
I've become friends with him over the course of the years, and a couple of other players that I've covered and are still in the game. It's always fun to, you know, when you walk into another clubhouse and you see those guys bouncing around.
Yeah.
It's just a familiarity. And it's not just me. You know, you have a familiarity with people around the game once you've been in the game.
For sure.
And I still I don't think I'm in the game. I'm in radio. You know, I do what you guys do. It's just that you're in what you're. Is your office now, and my office happens to be the ballpark. So I'm in baseball. I say no, I'm in radio, because if my radio station decided to become a country radio station tomorrow, I would be out of baseball. I would be in country music, or looking for another job. You know, which I mean it's the and. You know, the example is really true because my radio station was a country radio station.
There's a lot of country music fans of baseball.
I'm a radio person who just happens to cover baseball, but I've gotten to be around the park all the time, and it's fun to get to know a lot of these guys. And I've done a lot of charity events with Bernie Williams work that
guitar.
He does,
yeah.
And I've gotten to hang out with him a few times.
Are you going to the welcome home dinner?
I'm not.
Next
no.
week? Man, I can't get into that thing. That thing's like Fort Knox to get into that place.
Yeah,
media.
I can't even.
Yeah, it's crazy. That looks like a good time, though. It's on Wednesday. Maybe I'll just hang out outside.
They do, yeah, they do some good things. I guess, you know, Jeter's going to be there. I guess.
Yeah.
They do some good things there, and it's a fundraising event.
Speaking of Jeter, because I cannot let this chat go back with, because Jeter's like my, kind of like that, what do you want
to say? It's his God.
It's my God. It's his God. Kind of okay. There. Do you have a Hall of Fame vote?
No, I do not.
And how does that work? Like, can you get one, or will you eventually have one?
I won't get one because I work for a radio station. The voting body for the Hall of Fame and for all the awards, like the MVP, Cy Young, is the Baseball Writers Association of America.
Okay.
And those cards, the writers' cards, are given out to people who mainly work for newspapers.
Okay.
They've expanded that in recent years to certain websites, you know, like guys at ESPN.com
and
places like that that regularly cover MLB.com. They are now part of the Baseball Writers Association. To be eligible for the Hall of Fame voting, you have to cover baseball with a baseball writer's card for 10 consecutive years.
Jeff knew that. He just gave me the 10-year symbol. You knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've heard guys talk about it.
Okay.
I've got every qualification except the place I work for, so I do not have a Hall of Fame.
All right, so Jeter, so the record, we looked this up a couple months ago, is Griffey has the voting record.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very high.
Yes.
Is it because, like, so there's automatic guys. There's guys like Jeter, like Griffey, that are, you know, their first ballot, like, easily, but it's these sticklers who don't put anyone on the first ballot. Like, these guys still exist, right?
Yeah, there's a few people, but I mean, you have to ask them individually why. I mean, there was a writer from LA a couple of years ago who was one of the guys who didn't vote for Greg Maddux.
Yeah,
and he said he's not voting for anybody who played in the steroid era.
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't even about suspicion of whether they're going to use it or not. Just like,
well, I mean, everyone has.
Jeff parsed it, and he decided that. Because you guys play in that. Now, I said, I don't know how long that goes. I mean, does that mean you're not voting for Mariano Rivera or Derek Jeter or Ken Griffey Jr.? I don't really know how far that extends. And that's just one example. There are other guys who, you know, that's the thing about this. If there was a set criteria that just said this is
that's what makes
family,
it so great, too, you know?
Then you wouldn't need voting.
And that's why, and you wouldn't need sports radio guys to talk about it either. Like, you know, that's kind of what makes it so great. That's what we could talk about, Hall of Fame votes and who was better, best player, all that stuff. And it'll never end. That'll never end. I would really like Jeter to become the guy who has the biggest, the unanimous. That would be sick if he got unanimous.
Might be Mariano.
Mariano before him?
It might be Mariano.
Well, Mariano's going to get on the ballot.
Right, a year before.
Yeah, a year earlier.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Will you go, I'm assuming you've been up to the Hall of Fame inductions before.
I've been to one induction, but I mean, now I cover the game, so it's always during the season, in the middle of the season. So
interesting. Even Mariano really and Jeter, you wouldn't go up there for that?
Well, I don't know. It would depend on what my boss tells me.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to Jeter.
We're bringing a whole family. We're getting a caravan. I'm renting a camper. We're going
RV.
There. Yeah. I'm going to pop myself right outside. So there's a hotel in Cooperstown that all the Hall of Famers stay at, and all the old guys. It's on Leatherstocking is the golf course right there, and they have just park right outside there. That's going to be an amazing weekend.
Sweeney, this is a grown
man. I'm sure you'll have no problem getting in.
I'm very persuasive. all right, so we'll go back to real baseball for just a second. Thank you for that.
Is that it? That was all of them? Did I get all seven?
No, I'm going to save the last one for at the very end. We're going to let you go in about 4 or 5 minutes. Who is your favorite player right now to watch in Major League Baseball? Personally, for me, it's Bryce Harper. I think he just has the flair. I'm still like a little kid, you know what I mean?
Also, for me, you know that.
Bryce Harper.
I love Bryce Harper.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think they all kind of fall in the category, like Harper. I watch Machado more because he's in the AL.
Yes, of course, yep.
So, Harper, Trout. I want to say Trout because I just love everything I see about him, but I'm not staying up every night to watch him play. So I only see him a few times. I'll tell you the one thing. I remember, I think this was 2 years ago at Yankee Stadium, there was a week, a homestand where it included interleague play, so it was the Nationals, the Marlins, and the Angels were all in at Yankee Stadium within the space of 10 days or 2 weeks.
Get the boppers
within 10 days, you saw Bryce Harper, Giancarlo Stanton, and Mike Trout all coming to Yankee Stadium. I said, well, this is something unique because these are the types of guys that, you know, usually you go to Yankee Stadium to see the Yankees.
Right.
You know, these are the types of guys that, you know, you other teams build marketing campaigns around.
Right.
Come see these guys come to our stadium. Well, and this was happening in Yankee Stadium. It was quite a week there, 10 days or whatever, with those three teams coming in. And I just thought that was kind of a fun experience where you get to see all those guys up close and see what they do.
Perfect segue to the next question. What's the bigger probability, Yankees signing Harper or Machado?
It's a great question. I don't know.
Yeah.
They'll go after them.
They're going to go after both of them pretty hard, I would assume.
Well, yeah, and you just don't know. The thing is, you just don't know because you're still 2 years away from that, and you have no idea how things are going to unfold here.
Right. All right, next segue. Most tradable player on the Yankees now. Like, last year was like, who's the package that they wanted
Andrew Miller?
And for whoever for last, like a year ago. They didn't make the deal. Then it was like, was it Judge and Severino for somebody, I think? Now Judge is playing. Maybe he doesn't do well. His trade value goes down. You know, who knows? Who do you think is like that chip? Like Brett Gardner was being thrown all over the place. I like that.
They got to move Gardner's
somebody.
A nice player, but he's not the type of guy that's going to get you the return. Like he's, you know, remember, Andrew Miller was.
Yes.
Andrew Miller was the best relief pitcher in baseball, you could say.
Yep.
And that was an asset that other teams were willing to pay a lot for.
Yep.
Brett Gardner was a good player,
but
there are a lot of outfielders out there that you could put in his place.
100%. And that's what I'm saying. Who's the tradable guy?
Well, what I'm saying is you're not getting that type of return for a guy like Gardner.
I don't know if that guy exists.
I don't know that.
Yeah, we don't even have him.
Totally unique. I don't know that you can say. Remember, you had Miller. He wasn't a free agent,
Chapman.
The way the game evolved, you had relief pitching at a premium.
Right.
So Miller signed at a really good rate was attractive. Chapman as a free agent to be was attractive. I don't, you know, if you want to say Dellin Betances, who is still arbitration eligible, isn't signed long term, still has team control, that's probably the guy that has that type of return attached to him.
Yeah, makes sense.
Because the game, it's still the same idea with the game, the same position.
Yep.
There's not another player that the Yankees have.
There really isn't,
unfortunately. Position. Like, I hear people keep saying Michael Pineda is a free agent. Mm-hmm. You know, you could trade him. Well, first of all, he's got to pitch a lot better than this.
Right.
if you want to trade him and get something for him. And if he does pitch better than this, then it's probably a good thing for the Yankees, and probably means they're doing better than a team willing to sell off pieces right now.
We need pitching too.
I think you just have to look at last year as being a unique situation.
Yeah.
Not, okay, who are we going to trade this year? How many prospects are we going
to
get next?
There you go. We're talking to the great Sweeney Murdy, Twitter at Yankees WFN. So thanks so much for coming on. Before I let you go, and I appreciate it, and thank you for your Sunday night. This is a completely 100% serious question. Do you need an intern? I'm dead serious. Can I shadow you like once a month? I'm 100% serious.
Wait, how old are you?
36.
And you're still looking for interns?
Three kids.
Three kids. They're all baseball fans.
Probably like a $750,000 house also. I don't get it.
No, I mean, send me your resume and you know, how much you're willing to pay, and we'll figure
how
it out.
How much I'm willing to pay. All right, man. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on. Great insight. You know, he's been around the game for a long time. Thank you, Sweeney.
All right, guys.
Have a good night.
Have a great night. All right, after the break, Jeff and I will come back with our baseball preview show, who we think is going to be
hoisting the World Series trophy,
winning some awards.
Some MVPs,
hopefully
Cy Youngs.
Talk to a caller or maybe a half a caller.
Yeah, whatever.
Let me text someone and tell them to call in.
You got it.
All right, after the break.
You got it.
Thank you, Sweeney Murray. That was cool.
You are listening to Sports Talk 1240 on Long Island's AM 1240. WGBB.
Country Foot Care, official podiatrists of the New York Lizards, have been delivering state-of-the-art foot care with good old-fashioned caring to Long Island residents for over 30 years. Specialists in sports medicine and foot injuries, Country Foot Care can be reached at 516-741-FEET or online at countryfootcare.com.
Want to advertise your business on Sports Talk 1240? Place an ad on sportstalk1240.com and run a radio commercial during the show every Sunday night here on AM 1240 WGBB. Our rates are very affordable. We'll even produce the radio commercial for you. Just head over to sportstalk1240.com and fill out the Contact Us form and let us start promoting your business today.
Unflippable, unflappable, unleakable. The Gustbuster is the only umbrella that won't flip inside out, rip, tear, or leak. Capable of withstanding winds over 55 miles per hour. All of our umbrellas are constructed of the finest quality materials and backed by a limited lifetime guarantee. What are you waiting for? Visit Gustbuster.com and get your Gustbuster today.
Stay connected to Sports Talk 1240 by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Sports Talk 1240.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1240, broadcasting every Sunday night beginning at 8 p.m. right here on Long Island's AM 1240 WGBB, the station that serves your community. And now, back to the show.
I'm excited to see how many new followers Sergio Garcia's fiance has tomorrow. There'll be someone who knows. Oh, before, you know, yesterday Sergio's fiance had 1,000, now she has 10,000.
See how they had her like up on the hill when he made the putt too? She's like walking down.
Yeah.
It was like a scene out of a movie.
Yeah. Happy Gilmore.
I said, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And I guess he was really good friends with Justin Rose.
Yeah,
he went over and hugged Justin Rose's family.
Right. I didn't know that. Yeah.
My wife's like, look at that, hugging. And my kids were going.
Ryder Cup. Those guys have been grinding in the Ryder Cup probably 5-6
My kids were like, Sergio. They were so happy. Yeah. So I was like, listen, we're rooting for Sergio because he's going to win.
Wait about 8 years when he's at Bethpage. See how that, the reaction goes then.
It's like a year. It's like next year.
No, the Ryder Cup.
Ryder Cup's going to be a bet. No, we have a lot of great golf coming to Long Island in the next couple years.
Something that Glen Oaks this year.
Where did we go to?
We went to Bethpage.
But for what?
That was U.S. Open.
Yeah.
It was 2009?
Back in the day. 2009.
That was 2009.
Yeah.
You threw up on the 17th green.
No, I did not.
Maybe someone else threw up on the 17th green.
There was throwing up. It wasn't me, though.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Oh, was it you? Was your friend?
I know who.
All right, whatever.
He'll
protect the innocent.
Plead the fifth on that one.
Protect the innocent.
Plead the fifth on that one. Okay. Oh, I didn't get to ask Sweeney what he thought about. I didn't realize that he's strictly Yankee, which is great.
Yeah.
Great for us. I mean, we're on Long Island. I say this every show.
Yeah.
We're on Long Island. I get it. There's a lot of Met fans. All right, Met fans, let's hear from you. 631-888-8811. What's going to happen with the Mets?
They're busy watching the game right now.
What's the score?
I think it was 3-2 last time I checked.
Okay.
Yeah.
Syndergaard is on the mound. I picked Syndergaard as my National League Cy Young preseason winner.
Guy.
We're going to go through some of our ideas or what we think.
Our selections. Okay.
Whatever. I guess we'll go from like, I don't know, we're not going to go through everything. I'm not going to, like, who's going to win the AL batting crown. That's a snooze.
Right, exactly.
Altuve, by the way. But that's a snooze. But we'll start with, like, let's see. I got five categories here that I want to go through.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
The MVP of both leagues. This is kind of the most fun one. Kick it off. You look through the American League, and like, this is like you, like the NL Cy Young, like I said, Noah Syndergaard, and you said...
I said Strasburg.
But no, you said Strasburg. I'm saying, when I said that a couple weeks ago, you said, oh, that's the Clayton Kershaw Memorial Award.
AL
MVP is the Mike Trout Memorial Award.
Yeah.
Mike Trout's played for 5 seasons.
He won 3 of them, right?
What is his... I have it. I remember this. What is Mike Trout's MVP finishes in his 5 seasons?
Probably like second, first, third, first, something like that.
Second, it's all seconds and firsts.
Right, okay.
Not even a third.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I was looking at it. I was trying to go against him. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. So I'm going Mike Trout.
And the thing is,
I don't want to go Trout.
The thing is about the about MVP voting. It's funny because you still have the. Did they make the playoffs? They didn't, right? They stink, right?
Last year, I don't know. I don't know.
You still have great players from.
There was definitely years where they were bad, where they were like 70 and 92, and he won the MVP.
Like A-Rod used to do with Texas and Seattle. So that still exists in baseball.
Absolutely.
So but I think, though, when you – I think having a winning putzel gives you a little extra X factor.
It's funny. When I picked this, I was like, I need guys that make playoffs to win my awards. Just in my head.
Me too.
Me personally.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, what's
– It is just between me and you.
What's the MVP
really,
on a 65 and 97 team? That means nothing. You know?
You're right. It doesn't.
I don't care if he hits 400 with 50 home runs. You know, your team won 65 games.
Right, but what's your interpretation of the MVP? Is it the best player award?
No, I think it's the most valuable player to a team that is successful.
Well, that's the thing. Right.
They need to be successful.
Those are the two things. You have either the best player in baseball or in the American League.
Well, Trout happens to be both.
Well, no, because his team stinks.
Yeah.
So then he's not.
I don't have his team stinking this year.
You take Trout off the Angels, it might not move their needle too far down.
Right. Because
they're already kind of down.
They're kind of bad, yeah.
A guy like, I think, my American League MVP choice, Manny Machado.
Okay.
He's a guy who you take that production out of the Orioles lineup.
Right.
It's going to bring.
Yeah, it's a big hole in the lineup.
Yes.
I love to take that production and put it in the Yankees lineup.
Yes.
Yeah, 2 years. Him and Harper.
Why did I think it was next year?
Let's make it
why
happen.
I think it was this
one. No, it's 2 years.
We have to go a whole other
year. Yeah, we got 2 years of rebuilding, Mike.
All right, that's good.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Two more years of rebuilding.
Yeah, it's fine.
And then we're
going to
own the world.
I'm too busy.
Your
anyway.
Boys are going to grow up and just watching World Series after World Series, like we did. It's going
to
be fantastic.
Well,
enjoy it now, Mets
first
fans.
World Series, I got to watch it. I was 16.
That's
I'm not waiting till my kids are 16.
That's a good point.
I don't want that to happen.
That's a good point.
My kids are 6.
That's a good point. I guess you're right. The 80s were tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all right. I'm too busy to bring these kids to go to the games either. I'm too busy doing sports radio on Sunday nights.
Chasing down Sweeney Murdy
and
be his intern.
And figuring out, interning for Sweeney.
I'm with you.
All right. So AL MVP, Manny Machado.
I'm going Mike Trout.
Mike Trout. Oh,
boring.
Boy. We're going out on the limbs.
Boring. Yeah, real crazy.
Josh Donaldson won one
2 years
ago.
I was thinking about going Josh Donaldson, but I just don't know enough about him. I can't.
Me either. The Blue Jays are going to. I don't know.
They got too good of a lineup. They got a good lineup.
Call me a homer because I really don't. I only watch Yankee baseball, so I only see the Orioles and the Blue Jays and the Red Sox.
Right.
So I can't really tell you if
I got the Blue Jays as my sleeper team.
You know who's the best player in the AL Central? Used to be Miguel Cabrera for years.
Might be Lindor now
on Cleveland.
Yeah, just as an overall baseball player.
Week.
Yeah, as an overall baseball player, not as a fantasy guy, but he's a great shortstop. He can.
Yeah,
he hits
a
little bit.
Win MVP.
That's right. He's not going to MVP numbers.
It's impossible for Francisco Lindor to win the MVP.
I tend to agree. I was trying to pick him to win the MVP.
It's impossible.
Couldn't get off Mike Trout.
Yeah, he won't have the numbers.
You know who we're taking for the NL MVP. We just both professed our love to him.
I'm definitely, absolutely taking Bryce Harper. Yeah, he's got 3 homers already.
That's a clown question, bro.
Clown? Yeah, we don't even skip that question. That's a clown question, bro.
Animal. Love that man.
Yes, he's
love
amazing.
Him.
He's young.
Yep.
The best part. He'll be the most coveted free agent in the history of sports.
Yes.
Because of his age. Because of breaking in.
25,
starting,
26 years old.
Starting at 18 or 19?
Yeah, 18.
19, I think.
Well, he was probably got into the league
19. And then you start your 6 years before your free agency type
thing.
So guys don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
A-Rod Griffey, that's why A-Rod got those big, that big contract.
He's going to get a 10-year contract, and he might get a contract after that.
Right, exactly. A-Rod got those two gigantic contracts.
Right.
What's Harper's contract going to be? Realistically
10 years, $450
million. $45
million
a year.
I think it's going to
sold. No.
Yeah.
In the business, we say you're out of your mind. Dude, there's caps. There's a salary cap in this league. There's a huge luxury
cap. Sabathia's making like 30 now, and he's drunk.
Because his back loaded. He's got the only 2 wins of the Yankee, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right. Callers, 631-888-8811. Who do you think is going to be MVP? Who do you think? How much do you think Bryce Harper is going to get paid? Machado's going to get not as much as Harper.
I don't think so.
No, he's not. He's got the bad knees, this and that, but he's still an amazing player. Okay. Cy Young.
Who do I have for Cy Young?
Cy Young. I talked to NL because we already talked about it. I said, you said Strasburg.
I
said Syndergaard. Just because it would be cool to get a little hometown love on that.
Yep.
I'm not a Mets hater by any means.
Me neither. I got the Mets winning the division.
Yeah, Nationals.
I got the Nationals winning the World Series.
You have Strasburg as the Cy Young.
Interesting how that happens, huh?
Interesting. So they have Max Scherzer, who won last year's
Correct.
Cy Young Award, and they have the new Cy Young Award, Strasburg, in the same division as
the Mets.
So the Nationals are going to be the
wild card? I think the Nationals will get into playoffs and just run the table.
Because they have studs pitchers.
They have just a good 1-2-3. They got the kid Rourke. They got Gio Gonzalez.
Yeah.
I don't really know about their bullpen. They got a great lineup.
Yeah,
you look at the Nationals lineup, top to bottom, is as good as the Cubs.
Right,
Harper, Murphy, Trey Turner. I know he's hurt.
Trey Turner, awesome.
Yeah, he's a good player.
You see how hard it is to win a World Series.
Yep.
You see what the Cubs had to do. You see how they had to trade their best piece for Aroldis Chapman.
Yep.
Just so Aroldis Chapman could pitch three innings in the and wear himself down,
right,
and win by luckily coming back in Game 7. Just to win the first World Series is very, very difficult. You need a full, what we call, robust team to stay pretty much intact. They did lose Schwarber, which was a blow. But still, you need a team to stay intact, man. And if you're going to have Tanaka go five innings, and you know Tanaka's got an L, he's got a problem.
The Yankees aren't a World Series team.
Well, I'm just saying. No, they're not a World Series team.
This is a rebuild.
But even if they make the playoffs, like they did last year.
They're not making the playoffs.
Recall
either.
That? Yeah. They made the playoffs? Yeah. Yeah, they got to win. You have to have the horses, man. They just don't have the horses.
We're just doing a little bit of rebuild.
Honestly, the Mets have the horses, but 150-something games from now, we'll see how many horses they have
left. Yeah, exactly. What's up in the stable.
Exactly. So
I do like them to win the division. No, I do like them to be a good team this year.
It's very hard. All right, AL Cy Young.
AL Cy Young, I have a obscure fantasy baseball player.
Perfect for the show.
Aaron Sanchez of
Toronto.
Aaron
Sanchez is
just a run-of-the-mill, pretty good pitcher. People don't know. I mean, Rick Porcello won it last year. This kid goes like 16-4. Exactly.
Yeah.
He keeps the ball in the park. He's a good little player.
They score a lot of runs.
I was going to go Chris Sale. That's boring. I know you went Chris Sale.
I'm going Chris Sale.
Yeah. I needed to find someone to have a little fun with this.
Usually I'm a lot more fun than this.
Yeah, I was trying to have fun.
I'm super boringer today.
Okay.
Because I picked Machado, Bryce Harper, and Chris Sale.
Well, Machado was reaching because it's generally Trout. So
a
little bit
Chris
of
Sale. On the Red Sox, I hate to admit it, they're going to win a lot of games.
Oh, yeah.
They have a good lineup.
They're in the
World Series. He already had a great outing. He's got the, you know. So I would love to be wrong.
Yeah.
Because if I'm wrong, that means he either got hurt.
Yeah.
Or something freaky happened, you know what I mean? Because if he's healthy and the Red Sox are healthy and they do he will win this. He will win the
95 to 100 win team, and he's probably winning
over
18 20. To 20 games.
Yeah, easily. 20 game winner.
Yeah,
win every time he goes out, the guy.
He was winning the Chicago, for God's sake.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, the playoff teams. Let's not go too deep into it, but you don't have the Yanks. Let's do the AL.
AL, I got Boston winning the East.
Okay, agree.
Cleveland winning the Central.
Agree.
Texas, just because I took a little flyer. I don't
so
really like
all
anybody.
All the teams that won the leagues, the divisions.
Yeah, right. Really good. Toronto and the Angels.
Toronto's winning. You're hitting Toronto's the wild card.
I'm riding Aaron Sanchez.
I have no idea.
The Aaron Sanchez,
I have
Marcus
no
Stroman.
Idea. I like Baltimore, man. I mean, I know we just got swept by him or whatever, but
well, we won today.
Oh yeah, we won today.
We won today.
I like Baltimore.
Yeah, Buck's doing his job.
Buck Showalter's.
Toronto's got a good lineup.
Buck Showalter is
sneaky
the Bill
pitchers.
Parcells of baseball.
Okay.
He's a genius.
He's definitely a smart guy. I don't know if he's Bill Parcells. Maybe he's not the Bill Belichick.
No, he's not the Bill Belichick. No one really is.
No one's
Joe Torre, I guess. American League, I don't have the Yanks making it, unfortunately. Maybe. They could go on some hot spurts. I don't know if they got a trade.
It's going to be an up and down season.
To get a pitcher. But they're not really going for it.
Right.
So it's like,
let's rebuild for 2 years.
I guess.
Rebuild.
Yeah.
Get this kid Frazier in the mix. Get Torres in the mix. I'll take 2 more years and then just load it to bear 2019.
Yes.
You know, everybody, Judge, all the boys.
But who's the free agent pitchers? I don't know. We'll have to find some of those, too.
Yeah,
we'll have to buy some of those.
They'll figure it out. We've got
to
buy some.
We have to buy some of those. And our Calpurnian guy, the first-round draft pick, he's on the DL now, too. Surprise team.
Surprise team I have
in
is Toronto.
In the whole league. Toronto, good.
Toronto.
That is a surprise. Absolutely.
Playoffs, yeah.
I have Houston Astros as my surprise team. Even though, again, it's the trendy surprise team.
I see a lot of publications have them winning the division.
Yeah, yeah. They came in third in the division last year. I like their team a lot. That dude, Dallas Keuchel is their guy.
Big beard.
Altuve is
like
their guy. Carlos Correa is
he's legit. He's Machado in the National League.
He's legit.
He's legit as could be.
He's big boy.
Yep.
A-Rod-ish. Young A-Rod.
Oh, yeah.
And your World Series winner?
My World Series winner is the Washington Nationals.
Okay.
As a wild card.
I wonder what the odds are.
I don't know, but I'll probably bet it.
Look up that.
I bet it last year. I'm
going
to say they're probably 15-1, if I had to take a guess. Maybe less, maybe 10.
Yeah, maybe 10.
Maybe 10.
Find it. Look, you can find it.
I'll find it for you.
I'm going to... Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so that's what we have. That's Cy Young's, like, you know... What else did they give away? Gold Gloves? We're not going to do any of that.
No. We didn't really go through the AL on the NL.
Amazing baseball preview.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing baseball preview. So dropping a lot of knowledge today.
Tons of knowledge.
If Elwood called on, he would pick...
Some Indiana team that doesn't exist.
The
Pacers.
The Isotopes. Is that from Simpsons?
The Simpsons, yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Side note. What's it? Not editor's note. A programming note.
Okay.
Not really. That sounds like a technical term. We had a real reporter on today. Sweetie.
That was good.
So now, programming note.
We didn't get snubbed.
We didn't get snubbed.
Now
he's gonna
That's
be
a victory for the show.
What's the opposite of snub?
achievement list or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
So we have a snub list, which
and then we have
our guest list, an actual non-snub list. We'll call
yeah,
it.
Non-snub.
The
list.
Non-snub.
Right. So sweet. People that actually
Thank
showed
you.
Up.
Yes. Good friends of my cousin. I didn't realize that they lived there, but he wasn't there.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
I didn't think about that. Programming note about our New York Football Giants and all those listeners out there. The New York Football Giants, very funny about our boy on the this is a perfect segue. He's on our non-snub list.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Who's on our non-snub list from the Giants?
On our snub list from the Giants?
A non-snub list.
Non-snub list?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
The Giants.
Did we talk to from the Giants? We talked to no one from the Giants.
Yes, we did.
Where was I?
I don't know where you were. Jonathan Casillas.
Oh, yeah. I actually didn't speak with him.
A friend
yes.
of the show.
Okay, yes.
Famously, this is great. Famously, Instagram posted, go to Jonathan Casillas' Instagram, everyone who's listening, okay? His Instagram is Jade, J-A-D-E, underscore 52.
Okay.
Friend of the program. Great, great guy. Great dad. Go back to Sports Talk 1240. Listen to our interview with him. It was hysterical. Really great personality. Does so much good throughout the state of New Jersey with charities. Great guy. I guess he was in the DR. Yeah, Dominican. and, you know, I don't know how old he is, but these kids in social media, I mean, listen, do your thing, right? This is what he posts yesterday. Okay, that's him.
Oh, boy.
He's riding a quad, but smoking a cigar
yes.
in the Dominican Republic,
yes.
right? He says something on the bottom in his hashtags. Hand rolled, this is the caption. This is Jonathan Casillas, great guy. I love Jonathan Casillas, love him as a player and a person. Hand rolled Dominican cigar and ATVs, great combination. Just yes. a guy having fun.
Right.
Leave me alone. Hashtag, I know it looks like a blunt.
Oh, it definitely does.
Okay.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay. Again. Right? Like, whatever.
Yeah.
He's just having fun. He's on vacation.
Yeah, good
with his voice. He's diesel as all hell.
Yes.
This is the note he posts on Instagram today. He hasn't got a text message from this person. Today, 10 o'clock in the morning today. Read it. Jonathan.
This is Joe on behalf of the NFL. You have randomly selected for an off-season test tomorrow. Please call me back as soon as possible to arrange a time. Thank you.
All right, so Casillas posted that.
Yeah.
Random, LOL. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
In parentheses, see my previous post, which is him. On the
right, right.
Great. I mean.
Good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, exactly. You know,
right, you know, like, come on, dude.
The NFL's everywhere, man, huh? Are they not everywhere? They got eyes
funny.
Everywhere.
I saw it yesterday of him on the ATV.
Right.
I screenshotted it, sent it to all my boys. I was like, this is our. I like that,
this
though.
This is our
personality.
Captain.
It's our yeah. captain, but I right. like that. I don't care if you smoke a cigar. Smoke a cigar.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
No one should care about
You're
that.
Entitled to
and
live.
And that's what happens. Very
yeah.
funny, though.
Yeah.
Just like a very funny thing that just happened.
Right.
And he just posted this 2 hours ago.
Right.
The note that he got randomly selected.
Random, huh?
But you know what? Good on him, A. Good on the NFL, whatever. You're going to do what they're going to do. That's really funny.
It's somebody they got to protect. They got to protect the shield, as they say, right?
And it's great is, I don't know who, he gets texts from this number that he posted.
Yeah.
The last time he heard from them was June 7th.
Okay.
Like yeah. a year ago.
Yeah.
So, like, he doesn't have no correspondence.
Right.
Jonathan.
Just the drug test guy.
Yeah, by the way.
I'm the drug test guy
yeah.
in the room. You know?
I wonder what the drug test, like, how, like, is it, like, every week, all off-season, all season long, 365 days a year?
I think they're just part of the CBA. They can be poked
so
and prodded
funny.
Whenever someone
That's
decides
so
they want to poke and prod them.
In 2 weeks, we'll have our NFL draft preview.
I love it.
Which will be great. But
I am fired up about the draft, as always.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We have a lot of...
we're already through the baseball preview, huh?
Baseball preview is going strong. The Yanks are now 2-4.
Who do you got winning the World Series? You never said who you got winning the World Series.
Who do I have winning the World Series this year? We never said who I have?
I said the Nationals.
I have the Cleveland Indians.
Okay.
Beating... The Nationals, let's say. I didn't have a champion.
It's funny. We didn't really. I Cubs, Red Sox seems like the biggest reality.
I can't pick the Red Sox.
Of course I can't pick the Red Sox. And I couldn't do the Cubs either. It was too boring. You know, it was too boring. I mean, they're loaded.
They're loaded. It's hard to repeat.
Yep.
It's hard to go back-to-back.
Yep.
So that's like a strike against them.
Yeah,
just
I agree.
The fact that
I
they'll
agree
be there.
You. Yeah, oh,
they'll
yeah.
be in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have Chapman, though.
Right.
Chapman. That boy's up to something. We have Chapman. He's not
yes.
two and four going into the week. whatever.
A little bit of a struggle.
In the back of my mind, the super optimistic, always, what is it called? Bright side of the...
Pessimist optimist?
No, optimism? I'm always the eternal optimist.
Half full, half empty?
The eternal optimist who always looks on the bright side of things. I'm looking for a phrase.
I don't know where you're going with
silver
this.
Silver lining.
One. All right,
silver lining is that...
4-2 Mets, by the way.
The silver lining is that we got pretty much zero quality starts. Like the quality start as a stat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, none.
We got zero.
None.
In our first six games.
Our guys can't make it out of the fifth inning,
and
like you said.
And we're 2-4.
Right.
That's the silver lining.
We're one-tenth, or not even a tenth, a hundredth into the season. It's not, no, you know, it's going to be a roller coaster ride. They're not a good team.
Well, what we do here...
We got Jacoby Ellsbury hitting fifth, for God's sake.
I know. And Gardner, I've liked what Gardner's done.
It's funny, when Sweeney...
Judge got off
when Sweeney was talking about that, I almost thought, like, that Gardner's, like, the most irreplaceable guy. He's like a heart and soul guy.
Pretty much.
You know, he's a heart and soul guy on a team that's... They're in transition. You know, they're...
So, I would say that...
It's a team without an identity right now.
Who's the most tenured Yankee right now? It's either CeCe or Gardner.
It might be Gardner. I think Gardner might have been around before CeCe was brought in 09.
09.
I think Gardner might have been in the system.
I think Gardner was, 100% before 09.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was Teixeira was 09 with CeCe.
I love guys that are Yankees for life.
You know?
So Gardner's my guy.
Gardner's great.
I hope if they do trade him, I hope they trade him to a contender and he gets a chance to win a World Series.
Look at you. Man of the people.
Yeah, man of the people.
Man of the people.
Gotta love Brett Gardner. You know what I'm thinking? You know, 3 years from now, Judge, Frazier, Harper. Let's go.
Yummy.
I mean, how much flair is out in that outfield? You got a 6'10" guy.
Yeah.
You got a guy who wants Mickey Mantle's number.
Yeah.
And then you got a guy who wants Mickey Mantle's number and Harper. Both of them love Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
So I would love.
What number does Harper wear? 24.
Harper wears
34.
Right?
34.
3-4.
So he can't wear that
as a tribute to Mickey Mantle.
So he can't wear that for the Yankees.
No. Yeah.
Maybe
he wears 77.
77.
I think that'd be cool. You're Bryce Harper. You can do what you want. You know.
What does Judge wear?
Judge wears 99. Yeah.
99, 77.
Make Frazier 88.
88.
Why not?
Yeah.
Just do it.
There you go. That would be sick.
That would be sick.
Right? We're on to something.
I'm excited about
it. It took 54 minutes, but we're on to something.
Exactly.
We got
I hope Cashman's listening.
Listen.
Sweeney, put us on.
Cash, what are you listening to? What are you saying to him? That was good. That was funny. What are you wishing him good luck for?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I wish Cashman said that to me.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to. I've talked to Cashman numerous times. I don't remember anything about what we spoke about. It's always like, you know, in a melee of fans. It's
right.
Not like I have one-on-one conversation with the guy. He's going to come on the show.
You have the power of persuasion. Yeah. I think he'll be on the snub list.
All right. Before we get out of here,
having a moment,
5 minutes.
Moment of clarity. I like it.
Before we get out of here, odds of the Yankees making the playoffs slim. Oh, did we get the odds on the Nationals?
No, I'm sorry.
Nationals odds and Cleveland odds.
I've been shirking my duties here as a... As obscure sports radio assistant. Good. Continue.
I was going to say that what are the odds that I can intern for Sweeney Murdy?
Oh, like 5%.
You think so?
I would love to see that happen.
I have a... Like,
nothing would make me happier than seeing you carrying a clipboard around for Sweeney Murdy.
I have a resume, like a sports resume of mine, of my sports media.
All the accolades?
Yeah, sort of kind
stuck
of.
In the but parades.
It's, but it's, no. It's like a real resume.
All right.
Like a one sheet. Like it looks like I'm a real sports personality.
Yes.
So I think I can send that to him.
Real like, media
seeking,
fake news.
And like with like an objective, you know, like when these young kids send you like a cover letter and a resume. Seeking an intern in the sports media world. Would love to work with you once a month. Shadow you for what you do on a game day. That's not crazy.
That's not crazy at all. All right, so right now, I'm looking at the odds very quickly. Cubs are 7-2, Indians are 5-1, Red Sox are 7-1, Nationals 10-1. Who was the other team? You wanted Indians and Nationals.
Indians,
right?
Yeah, I mean, that's who we had, right?
Indians
I
are mean, 5-1, and Nationals 10-1, Mets are 12-1. Let's go all the way down
that's
the
ridiculous.
Board here for the Yankees. Where are the Yankees on this thing? Yankees are 30-1. 30-1. And that's probably a sucker
far
bet.
Far away from that.
Yeah, it's probably a sucker's bet.
I like the Nationals at 10-1.
Yeah, I like the Nationals at 10-1 too. I may be partaking in that.
Did you have any partaking in the Masters?
Yeah, I had Thomas Peters.
Oh,
I like him.
Bro.
Good young kid.
He was there.
Finished four. Yeah.
What did he finish?
I got him at
third
like 25-1, $50. You know, swinging for defenses
How
a little bit.
How did you come up with that guy?
I liked him in the Ryder Cup. I watched him in the Ryder Cup and
PJs and Thomas Peters.
That's it. You know, private jets and Thomas Peters, baby.
Yeah, you do.
Listen,
if I didn't, I'm happy that you get to do. Yeah, you do what you do because that's if I was single, whatever. Yeah. I'd like to think that I would be doing stuff like that also.
I'm pretty sure you would.
Yes,
be.
Yeah. And that'd be awesome.
You'd be finagling.
I'd be with you.
You'd probably be riding a horse in the Florida Derby as opposed to going.
Maybe I'd be piloting the jet.
Yeah, you might be piloting the jet as well.
Did you get to go in the cockpit?
What? No.
You didn't pay for that. You didn't pay for that.
I paid for the jet.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't pay as much as it was worth.
Chipped in like
It was $500 a guy. It was the biggest criminal deal of all time.
That's good or bad?
Incredibly good.
Yeah.
Mike, we got to the airport 7 minutes before the flight.
You walked right on the
with beers. Yeah. I walked on the plane with beers. Like, yeah. Who am I? You know, wearing a Tom Brady t-shirt.
No. Security or anything.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Didn't even look at my ID.
So we can just do that anytime. How many guys?
12 of us.
So it's six grand.
Well, this was a promotion because this kid flies around and does all kinds of crazy stuff. So I would imagine something like that's probably more like 15 normally.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a crew
both ways.
You got a crew of two pilots and a stewardess.
Both ways.
Yeah, both ways. Yeah, it was $500. $500 round trip.
Bro, sign
incredible.
Me. Sign
incredible,
me up, bro.
Dude.
All right, well, that's the baseball preview show. If you want to know how to fly private for
$500
down and back to Florida,
right.
I will sign on a dotted line every day.
Absolutely. We also rented a $3 million house, but that's a story for another day.
All right. Follow Jeff for all the fun on, what are you again?
The official underscore Jeff Guida.
He's tagged in all my Instagram stuff.
Yeah.
I'm Mike Vivolo, at Team Vivolo. This has been Sports Talk 1240. April 9th, the 9 o'clock hour, rolling at 10 o'clock. Thank you to our guest, Sweeney Murdy, at Yankees WFAN. That's amazing. Yeah. If your Twitter handle could be at Yankees WFAN.
God bless him.
Maybe I could be at Yankees WFAN intern.
Intern.
Boom.
Bingo.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.